At 2 in the morning, a hospital can feel both intensely busy and deeply lonely. A family is waiting for news, a staff member is carrying the weight of a hard shift, and someone asks, "Is there a chaplain here?"
That question is really about presence. Who can come without rushing the person, forcing an answer, or trying to fix what cannot be fixed tonight? The on-call chaplain enters that space calmly and learns what support is actually being requested.
And that is the first practical lesson for chaplains in hospitals, workplaces, and other corporate settings. Start by listening. Clarify your role. Ask what matters right now. Do not assume that a spiritual care request means prayer, and do not assume every distressed person shares your beliefs.
What might that sound like in the room?
It can be simple. "I'm the on-call chaplain. I can stay with you, listen, help you contact your faith community, or connect you with another resource. What would be most helpful?" That gives the care seeker choice and keeps the chaplain from taking over.
The boundary matters, especially overnight when emotions are high and other resources may be limited. Chaplains support and refer. They do not diagnose depression, evaluate a medical condition, provide therapy, or interfere with the clinical plan. If someone may be in immediate danger, the chaplain brings in the appropriate clinical or emergency team.
Consider a field example. An employee arrives at the hospital after a coworker has suffered a serious medical event. The employee is shaking, blaming herself, and saying she cannot face the rest of the team. The chaplain does not label her response or tell her how she should feel.
Instead, the chaplain listens, checks whether she feels safe, helps her identify one trusted contact, and asks permission before involving additional support. Depending on the need, that could include hospital staff, a mental health professional, employee assistance, workplace leadership, or the person's own clergy.
That reflects CRN's do and never standard. Do protect dignity, honor consent, stay within scope, and make a responsible handoff. Never coerce belief, promise outcomes, use someone's crisis to advance a religious agenda, or act as though compassionate presence replaces qualified care.
Corporate chaplains also need good follow-through. Document only what the setting requires, protect private information within policy and law, and communicate enough for continuity of care. A warm conversation at 2 in the morning still needs a clear next step when morning comes.
For care seekers, it is reasonable to ask what a chaplain can provide, whether the conversation is private, and what may need to be shared for safety. You can accept prayer, request another form of support, ask for a different chaplain, or decline chaplain care altogether.
Chaplain Resource Network, an initiative of the Marsh Institute for Chaplains, emphasizes a grounded approach. In the long hospital night, the chaplain does not need every answer. The chaplain needs to show up, listen well, respect boundaries, and connect the person with the right care.